How good does it feel to be back for your team?
It feels good. It feels fitting. You know, obviously, something I enjoy doing, so it just feels right. You know, it's been a great feeling to be back this past week.
What did you say to your teammates and your coaches after you had this happen?
Well, obviously, I mean, I talked to my coaches and a lot of players. You know, I tried to explain the situation as best as I could to them. To an extent, you know, obviously my coaches a great deal amount, and we talked a bunch, and you know, just very, you know, regretful, and you know, felt terrible about it. It's a fair terrible situation. You know, anytime I you know, I'm absent for here, I feel like I've let a lot of guys down, I let a lot of fans down, and you know, this is the number one thing in the world I enjoy doing. You know, there's no question in my mind about that. So, you know, when you practice with a guy in the entire off season and camp, and you know, you expect to be there and you expect to be accountable, and you aren't in that particular situation, it's upsetting.
Brian, what led to this suspension? What caused it?
Well, you know, I don't want to get too much into particulars, you know, but there was a good amount of things bothering me in this past off season, most mentally. You know, and I was given a prescription medication I probably should have been more careful with, and should have communicated with the league a lot better about. You know, I take full responsibility for it, and you know, something now that I'm working with the league at taking again through their terms and through their doctors to okay it. So, you know, that's the biggest thing, and you know, there are other guys in the league that are allowed to take this. So, you know, that's the process we're in right now to hopefully get that done.
Do you feel like you should have been suspended if other guys are allowed to?
Well, I should have, like I said, talked with them more, got the okay with them. You know, I obviously regret it, and like I said, take full responsibility. But, you know, should have communicated with them a lot better about it.
Brian, Adderall is one of the things you can have permission to take.
Sure, yeah.
Is that
preferred? No.
I think when a lot of fans and media heard the suspension, they assumed something more along the lines of testosterone HGH. But it sounds like what you're saying is more, it's a different form of treatment.
Well, like
I guess, do you hope that fans and media receive that differently?
I hope so. You know, I hope they understand that I had an issue that I was trying to better myself with. You know, and you know, as I've gotten older, there's been a lot of things that I've been worrisome about, you know, especially with a lot of the other players that have played and retired, and you know, kind of the situations and the conditions they're in. So, you know, like I said, this is one of those things that I've tried to better myself with, but should have been more careful and take full responsibility for.
How are you doing now?
I'm doing really good. I'm doing really good. Like I said, I'm just extremely excited to be back with my team and playing the sport again that I love.
Is it hard to be away?
Yeah. Terrible. You know, the worst part is just is watching the guys and knowing you can't help. You know, this is everything I do, everything I love doing. So, it hurt a lot.
You had the issue in 09, which you fought, and then you know you play and you have all the injuries. How frustrating was it to have
extremely
that happen?
Extremely, because you know you built your entire career to kind of get back up, and I think we've touched upon it. You know, there's a massive range of things that you can test positive for. You know, so extremely frustrating, and you know, I've been tested hundreds of times throughout my career, and you know, for it to happen again, it's just like I said, I should have communicated with the league a lot better about and been more careful.
Do you worry about your reputation, Brian? Just because you know, you've had a stigma before where
yeah,
people
I understand
kind of
that.
Make assumptions about
I understand that. But, you know, I continue to play for a good amount more. And, you know, I understand that's what comes with it, you know. But I'll obviously try to build that back up, you know, and do it the right way and completely, you know, understand where that comes from. But at the same time, you know, got a great relationship with my coaches and got a great relationship with my teammates, family. And, you know, they understand and continue to build from there.
Do you worry about whether this might impact your status on the team moving forward? And do you want to play football?
I would like to play football, but at the same time, I can't worry about that. You know what? That's a decision that's out of my hands. You know, I can play the best football I possibly can and leave that decision up to them. You know, what's done is done, and can't worry too much about the past. You know, I just have to continue to move forward and, like I said, play the best football I can for this team.
Brian, it sounded like it was a really difficult time for you, and
sure.
You got emotional about it. Was there anyone, I know your family probably was there for you, but was there anyone outside of your family that you really leaned on?
Yeah, you know, family, a couple of close teammates, a couple of coaches, current coaches. You know, it was a good amount of people I talked to and leaned on. you know, and that kept me in a positive, upbeat, you know, mentality. There was a bunch of dark days, and was very upset that I just wasn't able to participate and, you know, be alongside these guys, you know, and that's what's most important to me. So the good part was I was around my family a lot more, you know. By the same time, it was the hardest part was just watching the games and not being able to help and contribute as best as I could. So, but like I said, it's what's in the past is there now, and just look forward to helping these guys best I can in this home stretch.